Eric McCullough, head football coach. The East Sac County Raiders joining Casey Miners at Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network ahead of their big district opener coming up on a Friday with Emmitsburg. And Coach, you mentioned it's a big one coming up on a Friday. We'll talk about last week a little bit. A big 42-0 win for you guys kind of going into district play over Missouri Valley. You even up or you come in at 1-2 now. And that's got to be a big win and a big confidence boost for the kids going into the district schedule starting on Friday.
Yeah, Casey, it was. It was good for the kids. They kind of were able to put everything together. And, you know, given homecoming week and all those distractions, we were really proud of the coaching staff of what our boys were able to kind of accomplish. And they could kind of see the importance of what we talk about, being disciplined and understanding your job and what you need to do and how things can kind of fall together when you kind of play as a team.
It was an all-around performance for you guys. In the win over Missouri Valley, 42-0, Sam Julin had a good game throwing the football. He also ran the football for over 213 yards, over 200 yards on the ground for you guys. And the defense also played good, holding out the shutout. What were some of the things you really saw from the kids that, you know, was going to be good going out the rest of the year?
You know, they were just able to, you know, week one, our offense played really well and did a lot of good things. Our defense struggled, you know, and then week two, they both sides of the ball kind of struggled. But Friday, I thought our offensive line came out and played physical like we challenged them to, which allowed us, like you said, about we had a really good rushing game between Landon and some of our slot guys in the jet sweep. And Sam was able to run the ball a little bit. Even we dropped back to pass, and there wasn't anything. He was able to make some yards and make some things happen. And then on the defensive side, you know, I just thought they did a good job of playing assignment football. We talked about make sure you do your job. Don't try and do somebody else's job. You need to do your job. And all the 11 that were on the field every play, they did a good job of that. I mean, of course, we had a couple breakdowns here and there, but we were able to respond and kind of come back and not let it happen again, you know. So That was the good things I want to see in high school football, especially early in the year, that we can kind of make those adjustments. We just don't keep making those same mistakes. And that's what those kids were doing.
It seems like the chemistry between Sam and, you know, really Jack Gullett and Asher Lawler have been really good in the passing game for you guys. You know, both of them averaging, you know, well over 20 yards a catch last week for you guys. What's it like, you know, being able to get the passing game really going last week?
That really helped because we were able to stretch the field, which I think then, because we were having a really good job, you know, doing a really good job of the rushing game, but then they started loading the box. But our offensive linemen were able to protect long enough for Sam to take some deep shots, and Asher and Jack both made really good catches. Carson Schmidt had a really big catch, really nice touchdown pass, but he got called back for holding. So we had three of those guys that were really in a position to just stretch the field a little bit, and that's really nice to have kind of in your back pocket when you can do that, when defenses are really trying to take things away from you. And that's why I told the kids at halftime, don't adjust to them, make them adjust to us. We just have to use all of our offense, and we were able to get kind of some of that going in the second half, which moving on in the future, you know, will be nice to be able to build on.
You know, despite a big 42-0 win, there's going to be always room for improvement. What did you see that you're really going to hone in on practice this week to get you guys ready for Emmitsburg?
So this week, you know, we just have to continue to, especially, well, on the defensive side, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a completely different game as far as what we saw the last 2 weeks, where it's been kind of spread, wide open, those type of shotgun-type formations, and now we're going to go back under center, and they're just going to pound the ball. And everybody has to do their job. Nobody can try and do somebody else's job because then they're going to catch you on a big, big play. So we're going to really stress that this week, that everybody's got to do their job. We got to do some different alignments just because we're not real big. And Emmitsburg's good size across the front. And that's just something we can't do anything about other than just come out and play physical and do our jobs and hopefully just put them in down and distance type situations. Offensively, we just have to be consistent, stay consistent with what we've been doing, moving the chains, making plays, putting points on the board, and just continue to maybe eliminate some of the holding penalties, but that gets into a whole bunch of other things, which officiating crew you have, how that's going, how the night's going, how things are going. So those things always change a little bit every Friday night, depending on how everybody's kind of going that Friday night, you know. So it's, those are things you just continue to work on. You just never know if it's going to be a big deal or not. And you just have to, every week, continue. And this is what district football, you know, starting this week is big for your postseason, you know, look. So no matter who we play, it's going to be a big game.
Again, I'm talking with Raiders head coach Eric McCullough of Esat County, and the Raiders have a big game coming up on a Friday. They're going to open up district play at home against Emmitsburg, and it sounds like, Coach, one thing you're really going to preach on in practice this week is to keep up that intensity and the physicality to try to stop a physical Emmitsburg rushing attack.
That's exactly right. We got to make sure we stay low, we play low, that we're not standing up and giving them free yards. We got to make tackles, no second chances. Make sure, and I thought we did a lot better job this last week of gang tackling, flying to the ball, and then those are things, you know, that you hope. You weren't doing those good, you know, very well early on, that you hope you continue to improve on, and we did. We just have to continue to do that this week.
Offensively for you guys, what's Emmitsburg going to throw at you, and what do you really think you can get running and going good to kind of give you guys the advantage in Friday night's win or Friday night's game?
The things we've seen on film, KC is they just kind of sit in an even front, kind of what they look like, a 4-4 cover 3 type look. So we just want to go out and tack a couple different areas, and we'll have to see kind of how they're going to line up to some of our different formations and what we can kind of get rolling a little bit. But we want to try and run the ball like every team, you know, try and control the sticks a little bit and the down and distance type area and burn some clock, trying to manage that a little bit better. And kind of keep it out of their offensive hand.
Eric, that's all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up on Friday.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, Casey.